Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Tyson Foods is closing its beef processing plant in Joslyn and laying off more than 2,500 workers. The Arkansas-based company announced the decision to shut down the East Rock Island County facility on Thursday, in addition to closing a plant in Utah. Tyson said historic cattle shortages across the country have prompted it to restructure its operations. In a statement, local state representative Ryan Spain says he's working with the company to try to repurpose the Joslyn facility and preserve jobs. The terminated employees will be paid for the next 60 days, according to Spain's office. Water is a top concern as Dubuque County works to regulate data center developments. Iowa Public Radio's Gavin McGough reports the county officials met this week to consider their options.
Dubuque County supervisors asked, how much water do data centers actually use? Michael Anderson works on water permitting at the DNR. He says many projects negotiate directly with cities, and those negotiations are kept secret.
So prying some of this data out can take some detective work.
But it's clear from DNR records that data centers can cause water use to spike. He points to the city of Altoona, where Facebook first built one data center in 2013.
Pretty soon it was six. Right now it's between 12 and 14 with a plan for 20. You might see a disquieting trend there, at least I do. One is great, six is okay. Can we sustain 20? I don't know.
The meeting is the first in a series of information sessions for supervisors as the county works to draft data center regulations. I'm Gavin McGough, IPR News.
The Eldred City Council is moving forward with hiring a fire chief and establishing a city department despite pushback from the public and volunteer first responders. During a special city council meeting on Wednesday, over a dozen residents urged members to pause the process. Many cited concerns that the 20 volunteer firefighters have vowed to quit on October 1st, the day of the proposed takeover. Councilman Brian Dockery opposed advancing two ordinances on second reading over financial concerns.
I voted no on both of these. I still intend to vote no on both of these because we have a fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers, and passing these two ordinances is going to put us obligated into an expense that we have no idea what it is.
The council voted 3-2 on the two ordinances, with Councilman Adrian Blackwell also voting no. City officials plan to meet with the company's assistant fire chief to discuss a compromise that may include a hybrid model rather than a full city takeover. The city council meets next on Monday. And the Rock Island Milan School Board has fired a district principal over claims of job abandonment and insubordination. The board's seven members voted unanimously this week to terminate the contract of Principal Mario Schurl at the Thurgood Marshall Learning Center. The Satanic Temple has filed a lawsuit against the state of Iowa. It claims the state has repeatedly violated its constitutional rights to freedom of religion and speech by denying them permission to host holiday events at the Iowa Capitol Rotunda. The lawsuit was filed in a federal court by the ACLU of Iowa. It's seeking to block state officials from denying the group permission to participate and an undetermined amount of damages. Rita Bettis Austin is the legal director of the ACLU of Iowa. She says it's a foundational principle in the U.S. and Iowa that government does not favor one religious belief over another.
That means when the state makes the public space in the Capitol Rotunda available for these religious holiday events, for example, a Christmas event or a Hanukkah event, it cannot then deny that same right to other religious groups that it disfavors.
The Iowa Department of Administrative Services did not immediately respond to Iowa Public Radio's request for comment. This is WVIK News.